You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
All right, there you go. Thank you, inept hero. Moving forward through the whole thing. The smiles, the jokes. It is funny to host someone off with Lysol and have everybody just kind of nod and go, well, what are you going to do? Hunter Pest Control. That's another business that, they're you know, bugs don't take a break from pandemics and economics. Think about if you were a bug right now. The pandemic of the constant rainstorms of poison that you can't explain. Like, think about
yeah, they're
the,
having a rough go.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a really rough time for eons to them. I mean, this is like a million generations of, wow, another poison storm. This, I don't know what's going on with this. I wonder if bugs have like a leader who's like, we've got to do something about the global climate problem. The giants are spraying poison and there's no stopping them. Think about being a bug for 5 seconds. Ugh. At my house yesterday and my cavalier attitude towards it, like, yeah, Kyle, you can't come in. I'm talking through a screen. He's 8 feet away. He goes, you can't come in. He goes, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I want you to poison my backyard to a level where I can barely survive it. You got it, sir. He's got this giant fan hose just hosing off every plant. Bugs inside are getting a poison rainstorm. And that pandemic for bugs has to be horrifying.
Luckily, right? They have tiny little brains, and yeah, they'll never figure out what's
happening.
Well,
that's
to
what
them.
We tell ourselves.
If they ever come together and fight.
Yeah, we tell ourselves that. But have you ever seen an ant colony? A thousand years from now, we might figure out, boy, ants are smarter than we are because they are working. But every.
That is true.
Every, numbers.
Yeah,
it's
we
a
don't
numbers
know.
Game.
I mean, a thousand years ago, people were like, it's because God punishes us with this. They thought the giants are poisoning us. They didn't know. That's what we assume for ants because we just put them as lesser than us. You watch ants. They're getting stuff done. Bees. They're organized.
Sure.
But every month they all, poison storm. And then as they start to recover, like, okay, back to work.
Stay away from there.
They don't have social distancing as ants. They're like, the second enough of them feel better, it's like, we gotta get back to work. Like, that's their immediate thought. And they start, and then we poison them again. Yeah, so we throw that down like crazy. Poison storm.
Isn't that what the government does to us, John? They put it in the fluoride in
that's
the water.
That's why I'm 2 weeks away from my engineering license, and I'm going to drive a train into some stuff.
Fluoride.
Again, the frightening part of the guy driving the train to me is not guy driving the train. Any train engineer can snap and
is
lose it.
Pride?
No, it's the fact there's a steering wheel on a train. I just don't understand why you'd give anybody that. And in this day and age of technology, the only thing he should be able to do is stop it. The engineer's one job is to hit the emergency no more button. It should be regulated speeds that, I have apps at my house that can turn sprinklers on and off. I've got an alarm. There's no way trains and train tracks can't be equipped with electronics that say, this is a 55-mile-an-hour zone. And then the train speeds up because the tracks tell them. It can't be that hard to. But no, we got a dude with a lever and like hope and ideas and problems, and he's in charge of the engine and all billion tons that he's pushing around, and we let him vary speeds based on time, delivery, and again, it comes back to money. How fast can we get this into New Jersey?
Because they'll make up time.
Oh, yeah. If you can push 85 through here, if the weather's right, do it, Jethro, and hopefully your political views align with everyone else's so you don't tear this thing off a corner and try to hit a boat. A Navy hospital boat.
Even if it is trying to see again,
I'm not buying the quotes when they get them that fast. They're painting him crazy. Now it could be all true, but I need a little more time to absorb this.
Really, you have to be a little crazy.
I agree, he's crazy.
Okay,
but the fact that they're like, oh no, he thinks we're all taking over through the Navy boat and it's a big conspiracy and all that. I'm like, maybe that's true, but you guys had to. Everybody else, they're like, well, we're going to get back to you on the news on this and that. They paint crazy when crazy has a point. I always go back to Waco and Ruby Ridge. Yes, those people were crazy, but when they painted them crazy the first day to sell
especially
them to us,
Ruby Ridge,
they sold us crazy. Yeah. So we were on the side of we're going to go get them. So, you know, I don't believe the Navy's trying to take over. I think, you know, if anybody's if they're good enough, look, if the government's good enough at this, if they're capable of this and this is their takeover, tip your cap, you lose. There's no coming back from a government willing to poison Earth and then have a couple Navy ships on as their you know, that the oops, that's our one slip up.
Got us now.
Yeah. Look, we lose. If they're willing to do that, like the Indians kind of threw their hands up and said, oh, this ain't going to be easy. If they're willing to go this far, what are they? What's their line if this is their first move? You know, I'm
new world order.
Yeah, I'm not against it. And there's something to that whole thing, too, is the whole if we could get a world government out of this. People losing their minds over that. But, yeah, steering a train is the thing that baffles me about. Yeah, I'm going to try to hit this boat. How, Jethro? How are you going to do that? I drive a train, and there's a couple little maneuvers I can do to get it off the tracks and float it towards that boat.
I'll get there.
Are you sure? And that boat has to be parked on a turn for him to be able to hit that just so.
I got to get under a bridge.
Yeah.
I got to go about 250 yards.
Set up a little ramp. I don't know how you steer a train. And I understand, you know, but I'm going to be an engineer, and I'm going to do it too. I'm going to get that done. I've discovered something even better. Ghost Hunters. If you can watch Ghost Hunters right now, you will realize how much you're going to be the biggest fan of COVID-19 ever if you watch Ghost Hunters.
You want
Hunters.
Them to get, yes, you get
will,
the virus?
You get so rooty towards the people involved in that show dying of something slowly. And all of the fans of that show. So then you start saying, okay, I want everyone on this show to die from a virus. And all the people that call them to die from a virus. And also all the people that believe in this to die. And all the people that are fans of the Ghost Hunters show, I want them to get it. So then next thing you know, you've killed off about 19 million people. And you're pretty happy. Ghost Hunters, I've never sat through an entire episode until last night. My Lord. How in the world are adult. And then I looked, and the show's been on since like 2014.
Oh, yeah.
It's
my wife used to watch it all the time.
And did you want to leave her?
Oh, there's no. I told her. I go, this is ridiculous. Yeah. What is wrong with you? Why are you watching this garbage?
It's a deal breaker. Hi, my name's Kyle. I pose no threat to you, ghost.
I love it when they're talking to the, yeah. the house.
And
or
then they're talking
at.
To that. I'm just here to help. Are you afraid of us? If you're afraid, move this creaky old wheelchair we've placed in the middle of the room. And then 2 days later, like, we listened back on the supersonic microphones, and we heard this. Hey, it's Kyle.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa! Clearly he said, hello, my name is Jed.
No, he didn't. That was a glitch in your stupid microphone. It picked up a bug.
The first line on the Wikipedia page, and I get it, it's Wikipedia, but the first line is, a pair of plumbers moonlight as Ghostbusters.
Hey, it's her side hustle, man.
Hey,
give them credit.
I think it's their primary hustle now.
I'll tell you this.
And it's run for 6 years.
They're the smartest ones because they're rooking rubes like crazy. The best one I watched last night, some dude who bought a hotel. It was a Civil War hospital, and it turned into a bed and breakfast later. And he goes, and then this room was stacked high with gangrenous legs and arms that had been amputated because back then they didn't have a cure for gangrene, so they just cut off your limb. And it was high as the ceiling. Limbs. And I'm like, that's not true. Even back in Civil War days, hospitals didn't have a room of gangrenous limbs that they stacked like cordwood to the ceiling. And he goes, and then sometimes people, and I've had hundreds of reports of this from our guest, go into this room and there's a Civil War soldier sitting by the fire holding his leg. I'm like, you've had hundreds of reports, hundreds of people have seen this. Then you've got a guy sitting there with no leg as a, not true. And his wife, non-believer.
So we're underselling
it a little
bit. So
hold on. So before it's all there, non-believer. So his wife's there, and the Ghost Hunters are like, so as I understand it, you're a bit of a skeptic. And she goes, yeah. And he goes, he says he's had hundreds of reports of this. How many have you seen? She goes, zero. Not a one. Have you had a lot of guests report that there's ghosts? Only after he tells them. Okay. Well, I'm not here to change your... So he tells them, like, oh, it's a horrifying sight. And the lights go out. You're going to see Confederate soldiers laying there with legs cut out, cordwood and arms. And you scare people into thinking in the middle of the night they hear a creak. It's inevitably a one-legged Confed soldier that's coming to kill you. And so the wife sitting next to him going, never, not a one. You've had 100 reports of. No, no. He tells them what they think they saw, and then he tells them these stories. And then she's just smiling. He goes, well, we're not here to change your mind, but we will tell you that if something does happen while we're here, we're going to prepare you for a life-altering event. And she goes, yeah, okay. And so the whole thing goes off. Nothing happens. And I mean less than nothing happens, except for these idiots turn on night vision on their stupid handy cams and sit in a room and say, And then, you know, you always go back to that South Park episode where it's like, oh, my God, there was a noise. And now I'm feeling a wet, strange, cool, moist thing in the middle of my pants region. Because they're wet in their pants. And every one of them's like, I felt a cold sensation go through me. That was definitely an apparition passing through trying to tell me something. And then a door will swing open like they want us to look in there. If ghosts have the here's the thing about ghosts, idiots. If ghosts have the capability of opening a door to show you a clue of the thing they want you to know, then they would have the capability of writing with a pencil on a piece of paper.
Look in chalk.
Yeah, look in a cabinet here, please. They would not just go and hope that the Scooby-Doo mystery continues for you to find some strange, slight clue to who they are. Who cares? They're incapable of
John,
anything.
He can't write if he's holding his leg.
Well, he can put it down, right? If he can swing open a door, he can write.
Dexter says, John, my question to you is, are all ghosts deaf? Because the episodes I've seen, those guys apparently have to scream at them in order to be heard.
Yeah.
Who is the guy used to wear the affliction shirts and try to fight the ghosts? Do you remember that dude?
Oh, see, now that I'd watch just because that
was a different one. But
he was like douchebag central, man.
And we undersold the show a little bit.
Is that Dave
guy? It started
guy?
In 2004. What? And ran until 2016 on Sci-Fi. 230 episodes.
So they got new ones on then.
230 cases.
Because these were like, I think.
So the ones that you're watching must be new.
They were dressed like today people.
Yeah.
Nobody was in there, Affliction or Von Dutch.
Yeah, maybe that was one of the older.
Wow,
older shows.
It was such a great time, Phil, last night because it
Dave
just,
Tango.
That's Dave Tango. That's the dude that guy wrote the letter. That's the Affliction guy.
He's
got Dave Tango has like a scally cap that you know, like the cabbie hat.
Oh, was that the guy
with the glasses
that looks like he's from Digital Summer?
Right. Well, he's not an Affliction guy. He looks like a little nerd.
There is a guy that had
the dude last night had rhinestones on his shirt and the little Cuban Missile Crisis hat.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So I was just assuming.
Dave Tango dresses up.
Well, Dave Tango's the guy that's been emailing that listener's wife trying to hit on her and stuff, and he wanted to tell TMZ about it. Because that's the only dude's name I remembered from it, but I wasn't sure which one it was. But I know Dave Tango was a ghost hunter. But again,
great name.
Oh, no, that's not the same dude. Not the same guy from last night, no. I've confused.
Dave Tango's on Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, that's Dave Tango. That name. I didn't recognize Dave Tango last night. He might not have been in last night's two episodes, but they made me hate. I don't know what the audience is. Probably it's a basic cable audience, so a good audience is like 400,000 people. It made me really root for 400,000 Ghost Hunters COVID attack. Like, I would love for the ghosts to give all these people the virus. Because, man, oh, man.
There'll be a lot of new ghosts.
Go live in that world. You do not deserve to be on our planet if you buy into whatever I'm seeing there. And, again, if you're afraid of ghosts, I would stand in that room and go, they've never once hurt a person. What are you guys scared of? It's you never know. No, we're 100% sure. There's
John, I know
never been a ghost slaughter.
I know you're not looking for suggestions, but there's also Ghost Nation and Paranormal Lockdown.
Yeah, they're all the same shows. Thing. So then combine all the audiences together and get them in a COVID room immediately. That's one thing that has to fall off this planet is people still scared of ghosts. If ghosts were capable of killing us, they would unite and there would be – I mean, it would
massive.
Be – you'd be just standing there on the street corner and a guy would be like, and just start bleeding out like, oh, God, we're all ghosts.
And wouldn't Dahmer and Gacy still be wreaking havoc?
Yes. Wouldn't hell be let loose on us if ghosts could kill? Wouldn't that be like Satan's best job? Like, dude, now I've got an army that no one can see. I'm slaughtering everyone.
Of course, the Texters know, John, you're talking about Ghost Adventures, and that's Zach Baggins. He's the Affliction guy.
That's what Eric's talking about. I was on Ghost Hunters last night because they got a hot redheaded girl.
Gotcha.
She's cute. Kristen something.
Oh, yeah, Zach Baggins.
Zach Baggins is the guy. He used to fight ghosts. I might have to download some of
them. Challenge him to a fight.
Oh, yes. Man, I've never seen human stupidity on display more than what I watched last night, but now there's a dude who wrestles him. I'm so in
come
on
out,
that.
Come out wherever you are.
I'll kill you, invisible man. I can't.
That phrase alone.
I can't grasp the human brain going down that road and saying, well, it's very real, without wanting to just club them to death. If I ever met.
Guy's fearless.
Look, if I sat in a room with somebody, they're like, well, my biggest fears in life are heights and ghosts. Like, wait, what's the second one? Heights are real. What's the second one? Ghosts. You never know when they're just going to rise up and slaughter us all. You're worried about it? A little bit. I would leave. We can't be friends. You're an irrational lunatic.
If they go to the degree that that's the reason why there's some unsolved murder mysteries.
Look, again, I always go back to the fact that I don't think people really truly believe in their magic ghost theories ever, because if their car was ever stolen and a cop told them, we know there's been a rash of this going on, we're pretty sure it's ghosts, you would call immediately that cop's boss and say, he told me ghosts stole my car, because you realize at that moment when it's real, there are no ghosts. And you would never accept it as an alternative answer to why grandma was beaten to death. Your grandmother was beaten to death. We're pretty sure ghosts were involved. That cop would be fired within minutes of those words falling out of his mouth by a ghost believer. You could be if you told a ghost hunter, well, your kids were abducted and it looks like ghosts, they'd be like, no, God damn it, get out there and kick some high grass and find my kids. Ghosts did not do this. They don't do anything. And a second that a cop told you that, you would be off board. Your Nissan Sentra was stolen last night. We have video footage and no one was driving. It's a ghost car.
Looked a lot like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, we're pretty sure it was a Confederate soldier with one leg. And we don't know
how do you know how to drive?
We don't know how he obtained the skills to drive. It must be through observation over the past 100-something years.
But isn't he stuck in 1865?
Yeah. The second you told someone that the crime was ghost, more than likely from ghosts, no one would believe anymore. I don't buy that anybody truly believes that. I think they want to believe it because it feeds their notion that there's something after this, that you can live in a lighthouse for thousands of years after this.
It feeds their need to have something after
this. It feeds their thoughts of this isn't it. And we can communicate with them because they're so fragile while they're on this planet. They have to know while they're here there's more to it. And you could be trapped in a lighthouse or a nut house or an asylum or something like that for hundreds of years after. And by the way, did the dude who has Dave Tango texting his wife right now and he caught him, the guy that emailed us on Monday and said, hey, Dave Tango's constantly bothering my wife. Do I tell TMZ? No, you leave your wife. Because if she's I would rather have a ghost seduce my wife than Dave Tango. Because if Dave Tango can come along and win your wife over, she's crazy and you lose. And you're normal and she's not and it's time to go.
My wife ghosted me for Dave Tango.
Right, yeah. She left for Dave Tango because they had so much in common. I'm like, congratulations. You got rid of a lunatic. Ghost hunting.
What does that say about you, though?
What do you mean?
It says a lot, terrible.
It says a ton. By the way, we hear – my friend Brian just gave me this idea. He said, by the way, we hear it in Colorado have had a real problem with ghosts. They've taken over a lot of our tourist attractions. So now Satan would like me to remind you that the dangerous slopes of Telluride are now known as Helluride, and you run the risk of being attacked by ghosts when you ski. They love skiing. They love the cool. They're always in the hot. Welcome to Helluride.
Texter just sent us this. It's apparently Zach fighting witches, daring them to make him leave.
Is that the douchebag?
Yeah.
That guy? And he's in some barn with two fat girls?
He's going to reason with them.
Oh, he just got into a wrestling match with a witch. Huh? Yeah, they quit scary. Real fast, too. That's what the ghost hunters did. It's like, look, we need to stop. Because I think because they're bored, like 3 hours of nothing will make you go, let's just call it tonight. I think we scared him off.
There's one video where one of his buddies gets slapped by a ghost. He's like, oh. He shakes real quick.
Something hit me.
Oh.
Well, there was a guy last night.
Something hit me.
They're standing in a room and a guy's like, and another guy's like, are you okay, Gary? And Gary's like, no, I'm not. Something just passed through me. Like, oh, you know what we need to call this. We need to call it a night. And they go outside and like, Gary, your fear is good. And Gary's crying. He goes, I let the team down. And he goes, your fear's good because, Gary, your fear shows great respect for the apparitions. And that's what we're here to do. And I think they sense that. And I'm like, oh, my God. What, we can't get enough bullets to take these people out. This is ridiculous. Melanie texts and says, I'm guilty. I'm a ghost adventures addict. I love it. But look up Ghost Brothers. It's a black man's group. Their facial reactions is exactly what you'd expect. It's too funny. Not sure if it's picked up for another season. Yeah, black people hunting ghosts would be great because they know to run from that. They know, get out of here. Just go. House starts making noises, get out.
There's the episode. Episode's over.
Yeah, that's it. The house made too many creaks. I didn't like it, just in case. Yeah, again.
Looks like she's in luck because Travel Channel has re-upped Ghost Brothers.
Okay, I
like this. He took a chance. He got to take his shirt off.
So he lifts weights to fight ghosts.
Yeah.
That's hilarious by itself. There he is.
He's in my woodworking mask.
Yeah. He's ready to fight ghosts. Is that it? Take the mute off, Eric. There's your son. Why is he in a gas mask?
It'll flex at him.
Oh.
So it's Stephen Hawking ghost? No, I want you to suffer because you're an idiot. Wow.
It's a great opportunity to take shirt off. Go to the guns.
2 hours last night. And I don't know that I can go back to it because my hate level got so high.
This is the kind of fun stuff you need under
right,
quarantine.
It really was. This was a moment where I'm like, wow, this is exactly like the future holds. Like this was a house where a bunch of people with corona died. And so at night you'll hear like loads of people coughing. 30 years from now, that'll be a ghost hunter show. This was
and
known
it's
as a corona.
At night,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Where are they in the daytime?
Let's get a daytime version going.
Yeah. Yeah, let's like Kelly Clarkson show. Let's have a daytime version of this.
I got a promo for Ghost Brothers.
Ghost Brothers has to be great.
I thought black guys were like really scared.
They're horrified of it. That's what's going to be great about this. Wow, that was uncalled for.
Move over, ghost.
Yeah. We're the Ghost Brothers. Like Property Brothers, only dumber.
Any jackass can hunt ghosts,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, there's no classes for it because it's not real. There are zero confirmed cases of ghost crimes. Zero.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. Look it up. If any state has a confirmed...
What about the Amityville Horror?
No, unconfirmed. And also the police said there's something horrible going on in here, and I think the parents might be nuts.
What's wrong with your house? I've got 8 ghost babies.
Right.
And I can't get him out of here.
If you went through any like police records or anything and found this guy said ghost did it, he'd be fired. So there's zero cases of it. None. Being afraid of them is a waste of time. The most a ghost can do, evidently, is open a cabinet.
I Googled it. Crimes committed by ghosts.
Yeah. Is it zero? It's a real big zero. And throughout time, put in from the dawn of man. How many ghosts? Outside of the Lord, I guess he's killed a lot of people. So he's the biggest ghost murderer. He's the one to be most afraid of is God. Because that ghost has killed loads of folks. But outside of that, none. It's silly, but it's fun to watch people who believe it because you just sit there going, what? It's the same thing with people with playing cards that think they tell their future.
Here you go. The Hammersmith ghost murder case of 1804 set a legal precedent in the UK regarding self-defense, whether someone could be held liable for their actions, even if they were the consequence of a mistaken belief.
Right. A mistaken belief that a ghost did it. That was a lawyer. That was the Better Call Saul of 1830 that went, I believe we have a bunch of stupid people on the jury, and I think we can convince them that ghosts killed this person and you didn't, even though clearly you did this. All right, get me out of this. What's the word? I stabbed my wife and my kids. I'll tell you a ghost did it. Right, I believe the people of our time are that dumb. Now find one from the 1900s. And then the 2000s, where, you know, because I can go back and say, the witch trials were pretty real to those people, but in hindsight, we missed that. So, yeah, I'm sure dummies in the 17th and 18th and 19th centuries pretty much bought the ghost thing because they didn't know about germs yet.
John, why does it look to me that the same idiots that believe in ghosts are the ones that think the Impossible Burger tastes like real meat?
Yeah, they're just people who lie to themselves constantly to believe that their thoughts have some merit.
I haven't tried it yet. Have you guys?
Hey, look, I'll tell you this. It's good.
After his endorsement?
It's good. It was good. It's not a burger.
You had the unbelievable burger.
No, I had the Whopper, the Impossible
Whopper.
Oh, the Whopper. It's good. But it's not a burger.
You could tell?
Yeah.
Yes, but it would still be
Or is
be
it
like,
just a mental thing?
You know
thing
what it tasted
you
like?
Know.
No.
Like if you set them side by side and ate them both.
Here's the thing. You'd be like, that's a really average burger I don't ever want again.
I could eat that if I had
it. But the Whopper if you were is kind of an to. Average
the
burger.
No, the Whopper. I think the Whopper is pretty good. I think the Whopper's okay. It's not like going to be a gourmet burger, but if you're going to Burger King and you get a burger, you'd be like, and you got the Whopper
okay.
and the Impossible Burger, you'd be like, give me that one on the right again. That one's better. It's like you know, junior high or high school cafeteria food. You know those burgers that were like, this doesn't taste like a mom's hamburgers, but I'll eat it.
So you're 100% confident you could tell. Like,
oh no, no,
if they're both in front of you.
If somebody put something down and said this is a burger, you'd eat it and you'd be like, hey, that's a burger. It's not, it's not very good, but it's a burger. You wouldn't
maybe
think
maybe a little different meat taste that you think it's meat.
Yeah, it's a weird meat,
but there's a little difference. Aftertaste, or there's just something different about
it. If someone's trying to fool you, they can, but it's not very good.
I'm curious. We need to do that challenge.
No, I'm not saying I could tell, but I'm just saying they're not good enough to go, okay, well, I like the Whopper's clearly better.
Well, Brady's a food guy. We'll make him try it.
Yeah, if you want to try it.
We'll put two burgers.
Yeah. And I think they've done an amazing job of making it taste and feel and be like a meat, but it's not beef, you know? I like cauliflower pizza crust, but I know I really like pizza crust.
Regular
pizza. I will eat cauliflower pizza crust, and if somebody had nothing but Impossible Whoppers, I'd roll my eyes and go, all right. But I can choke it down. It's not bad. I was surprised how good it actually was, but I don't want it. And Beyond Meat, the frozen stuff is not the same. No. That stuff is garbage.
John, to go along with your old idea of the restaurant, I propose a new show idea, Abortion Ghosts.
Babies that got aborted that haunt the women that did it. Okay. You're the executive producer text messenger because that is a great idea.
What's a ghost going to look like? What
do these ghosts look like? They never show them. So, no, because they say.
Just an entity.
I've talked to a priest, or no, it was a pastor.
It's like a thumb size entity.
A pastor told me, and I don't know if this is a common belief, Brady, you can find out, that when you die, your ghost is somewhere between the age of 27 and 33, no matter when you die. Like, it's that prime of your life.
Oh, so that
prime
now like it's Star Wars with Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, it's the prime of your life.
Is it your ghost
thing.
Or is it your soul?
Your soul, whatever. I don't know the difference. But your
I've never heard
your afterlife thing is the prime of your life.
Although I guess Yoda and Obi-Wan got screwed in that deal.
And
maybe.
The reason why is because I asked and said, why is how come like my grandpa had Alzheimer's? Like, and he dies. Like his spirit goes back to like being spry and young and fun. Yeah. And I'm like, so then do babies? Yes. Everyone is somewhere between the age of 27 and 30.
What if you were like fat in that time? You were like 600 pounds. Well, like, you're a 600 pound life.
Right.
But then like,
oh no, you don't go back to that.
40.
It's your spirit. Your spirit has no extra weight on it. And heart disease is not a thing. So it's just
so
the mentality.
Your best
that,
self.
Right. So no, and that, because no then I said, well, what about when the life expectancy of a human being was about 27. That would be horrible to ghost from the past. He goes, no, it's in the prime of their life, whenever that was. I'm like, so it was whenever, whatever bull you want to spew at me is going to be the answer for the whole. Yes, that's it. All right. Because it's silly.
Sounds like a fun conversation.
But abortion.
Yeah, that would be.
It was a great conversation. It was fun. Yeah.
Who was this guy?
Well, I'm not going to say who it was.
Why?
Because Brady would get mad.
Oh, it's somebody Brady's friend.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It was at a golf thing. It was fun. I don't think Brady would get mad.
Why would Brady get why would he get
mad? Because I think Brady's still pals with these people. I just don't want to be.
Well, it doesn't. I'm pals with
there's no reason. Look, I'm not out to.
Different beliefs.
Yeah,
or,
I'm not out to, to make people look foolish. That's silly.
And
I'll do
if
it.
I've known this person for a long time, I've never heard that. I'd be curious to hear the
to hear their
absolute more about that.
Bullshit.
The theory.
Yeah, it's not a theory. It's nonsense. Yeah, some theories
it's
are
their
just,
theory.
No, it's still nonsense. Theories aren't. Yeah, theories don't necessarily give you merit just because you call it a theory. It's nonsense.
Well, then you'd have to say that about Stephen Hawking because all his stuff is
no, his
based
scientific.
On
there's
theory.
a lot of scientific fact and stuff behind it. This guy was just, I think that this happens.
Okay.
Stephen Hawking actually went in and said, "Here's
what happens."
He never
got into a black hole himself.
No, he didn't. But from all the evidence of things that he used to tie it together, his theory was, and that's what he called it—a theory—and that is immediately that this guy's theory was nonsense. So that's the difference.
I mean, I'm with you.
That's
but
the
I'm
difference.
Just
yeah. The difference
he's
is the difference
he's
is,
allowed to have a stupid theory. And,
sure, but he's still nonsense. And I agree. That,
but does that go along with, you know, the church and what they're.
If Stephen Hawking said through all the research that he'd ever done, the black holes are just nothing more than raves, people would be like, you're an idiot.
Like there's teens in there?
Right,
yeah,
that's it. You're an idiot.
Yeah, it's not similar. Basically, no. It's very similar to science. It absolutely is.
No, it's not, because science, there's zero research in this, Brady. And
started him up.
There's no possible way to prove what this man's saying, whereas science's job is
did any research?
Yeah, I do, because he came up with this. So there's no research involved.
Based upon his research.
His research?
Wild. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who it is, but you're saying if it's a pastor, yeah, he believes through his theological studies and
maybe he talked to the higher ups and got the okay with the theory.
That's not research. You know, that's guesses.
But science, research, and then all of a sudden this is the theory that we're going with right now because it works is the key to scientist is you keep going. You keep researching it.
But you never pull anything out of your ass without any evidence and then just say this is
happened on both. Mm,
that's bad science.
Gravity started as a theory.
And there's bad religious theories, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you're pulling it out of your ass, you're not really doing anything outside of pulling it. It's bad science if you do it that way. It's bad everything if you do it that way. My theory is based on absolutely nothing but what I think is not a theory that can be placed in any sort of room and said and be taken with any merit at all. Stephen Hawking had to do years of work to get his theory even looked at. And it was based on all the principles of things that we knew up to that point.
Established
things
wisdom.
We had absolutely known, which quantified his next steps to here's what happens here and here's what this is and that. And then, you know, tests of certain things saying, you know, your spirit, you can't research a spirit. You can't even get a telescope and say here's what they are.
I kind of like it, though. I mean, I don't want to be like an 80-year-old man if I'm.
Well, it's good for our it's good for our abortion show. That's for damn sure. Comes back 27 with his arms crossed. Hey, whore, what's going on? What are you? Well, I'm your dead baby.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Age 27. Prime
this
of my.
What I would have looked like.
Prime of my life that I didn't get.
I would have been a badass.
You threw this away?
I would have been hosing chicks all over town.
Look at the dong you quit on. Here's my paperwork of what I would have done. Here's all the stuff. You know,
I was going to be president.
Evidently, there was a plan for me, and you stabbed it.
All because you had to do a little crack.
Little whore. Yeah. You needed to keep walking the streets, and nobody pays for a pregnant bitch. Well, hi, mama.
That would be awesome.
I'd watch that for hours. Hours. But I'd also watch if the embryo would come just scooting across the countertop, goes, you killed me.
Oh, I aborted fetus, ghost.
What if it works the other way, too? Toledo's dad dies, and then he comes back to haunt Toledo just to be a real asshole.
He finally
spends
time with
him.
Toledo's out there fishing with a ghost and stuff, making up time.
Yeah, for Christ's sake. Leave me alone.
Yeah, how come ghosts never come back and do nice things like that? Like, hey, I kind of ignored that kid. I want to have a catch with the boy. And then a baseball just flies at Toledo every once in a while. It's my dad.
People don't like seeing good ghosts.
Yeah, my dad's trying to have a catch with me. He does this.
That would be beautiful.
He's a guilty ghost. No, they just live in lighthouses and scare ghost hunters. Oh, it's 2 hours of great fun because it's just bullshit. I'll accept no other answer. It's 7:08. Let's get what is that wake-up song?
All right, wake-up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Want to buy or sell a house? We got your back. ELOteam.com. Metallica up here. Spit out the bone. Iron Maiden, Aces High, Mudvayne, Fall into Sleep, which happens a lot lately. Yeah. Prong, Snap.
Orange Goblin.
Yeah, that guy went Orange Goblin yesterday.
We played some Orange Goblin in the past.
We have.
Yeah. Awesome Chains.
I like the a little Mudvayne today. Fall into Sleep song. That ain't so bad.
Find yourself nodding off during your self-quarantine periodically. Yeah. Just sitting there. And
guy says, imagine this, though. Let's say ghosts are real, and they're minding their own business. Clearly, they've done no crimes. They've done nothing wrong. You didn't even know they were there. They might accidentally bump into a cabinet now and again, and a door will swing open. But they're hanging out like it's a normal night. And here comes some shirtless dude screaming at him. Ooh, you don't like my tax? why is he picking a fight with me? I was minding my own. I live in this lighthouse because I thought no one was coming.
Yeah, what a dick.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun.
It was a big cross, so that had to be an evil spirit. Yeah. An evil ghost. He doesn't like cross tattoos.
Yeah. It was pretty fun. I enjoy.
He's showing off his cross tattoo to scare the ghost away.
I enjoy people that will argue the existence of ghosts with research and fact, because then you just sit and go, I just don't need to talk to this person ever again. They're susceptible to just about any.
Get them out of your life.
You got to get rid of them. Any bit of news.
They can't have fun, though?
Oh, it's fun for that time, but right. I don't want to spend a bunch of lunches with them. I'm just basically one and done with that guy.
Like, so wow. My stepson and his girlfriend went up to Jerome for their – they have that haunted hotel thing up there, and he was scared to death.
Why?
He was up all night. She was
convinced
fine.
Going in, though.
He wouldn't let her sleep.
But why was he afraid?
I don't know.
Because of all the murders for guests in that open hotel. That if it were
used to be a hospital, so there was death there for sure.
There's been death everywhere you take a step in this planet. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get, like.
I asked him. I was like, you realize it was in your own mind. Yeah.
Do you know how fast the state would shut down a place where unexplained deaths were happening in a hotel? They don't even let you stay open through this. If people are like, people drop dead, it must be these ghosts. Legionnaire's disease will close an entire hotel just because they don't want it to get any further than, you know, the few people that have it.
I really enjoyed him telling the story, though.
Oh, that's
great. It was fun.
He buys it.
You could tell.
He's full in.
It was in his face. Like, yeah. Oh, my God. He was scared to death.
I couldn't sleep.
Hilarious. Because he was worried for his life?
Right. Well, meanwhile, his girlfriend is just trying to go to sleep.
Man. If you're like, truly.
He's waking her up every 5 seconds. Yeah.
The only real invisible things you need to worry about clearly are viruses. I think that's the only real – like that's – ghosts should be like way down on the list. And also shouldn't be on your list. Quit it. I was attacked by ghosts. I want somebody in a wheelchair to tell me that. It's like, what happened? I was attacked by ghosts. Holy cow. Is that – yeah, they broke my spine. I can't walk. Is that confirmed? 100%.
If you get one of those people, will you believe?
No, because there was a lady on last night that one of her problems was she fell down some stairs. But instead of just taking credit for being clumsy and dumb, she said a ghost pushed her. So I was injured. It was bad. So a ghost pushed you down the stairs. You didn't just – your clumsy bitch ass didn't fall down some stairs. No, I'm not. I'm very sure on my feet. You fell down the stairs and you're too proud to admit that you had a clumsy accident. Ghosts pushed me. You're an idiot. She went to the doctor and told him, ghost pushed me down the stairs. I guess, okay. Well, I guess that doesn't matter.
How many episodes of that baby ghost? I got hit by a hanger.
Oh, yeah.
Just randomly.
Well, that's what I would do, is just hangers just floating all over the house. That I would do it just to scare the abortion girl. Hilarious. Oh, it'd be great if little aborted fetuses came back and haunted the mothers. I would die laughing. That has to be televised somewhere. Oh, we're all so silly. The world's gone mad. It's Mudvayne right here. Let's fall into sleep, shall we? And be careful. Ghosts might slit your throat in the middle of the night, even though they never have. It's 98. I don't remember the dude's name, but it was at that golf tournament. It was Bill Hamilton's pal. I was in a foursome.
Let's see.
I couldn't remember his name, but he started to talk about my beliefs, and I'm like, not necessarily going to be thrilled with what I think. And he's like, well, let's talk about that. I'm open to this and this and that. And he said, what happens to you after you die? I'm like, nothing. He goes, you don't believe in an afterlife? I'm like, not really. He said, it can't really be proven. There's no quantifying it with just thought. There's, the argument from ignorance or the gap of the gods is basically what it's called. When you don't know an answer, you just plug in God or your spirit. And
right.
And then I started to say, well, then ghosts. My grandpa passed away from Alzheimer's disease. What does he have now? Well, his spirit lives on as a man in his prime. I'm like, what about a baby? They're given the prime of their life. I'm like, what life? Well, the life they would have had. And I'm like, why didn't they just allow him to have it? Well, because sometimes that's not the way it works. I'm like, okay. Well, what if you were retarded? What's the prime of your life? What if you live to be 60 and you were mentally retarded? Is the prime of your life still retarded, or is it an admitted accident or mistake?
Yeah, that's interesting, because no matter what the age, I mean, I've always thought the soul is your, it's not the human form. The soul is your spirit form. So it really isn't, age doesn't even play in the matter, because you're not.
His theory was based on.
That's interesting.
His theory, it's not really. His theory was, it's just what I believe. And when you know, you know. And I'm like, all right, well, that's not, there's no research in that. That's a guess. I know that a big giant spaghetti monster lives in the sky. You're basing it off of faith, which can be disproven as easily as it is proven by saying, because that's basically what I was saying. And whatever I believe to be true is my faith then. And that's as real as what you are. And that's not fact of anybody, either side. It's just your own, you know, it's and it's been disproven throughout time that anybody who has a theory based on nothing usually comes up later. It's like, well, that didn't have any merit. And science,
yeah.
and then, you know,
you tie it in, obviously, with stories throughout history. And yeah, absolutely. It's up to each. That's the bottom line, the individual, really, to what they
But see, that's the thing to me where it loses me in a big way. It's not up to the individual to find out what's real. That's not ever going to be an answer. That's never going to be a path,
it's up to, don't you believe it's up to each individual on what you believe?
I don't. Because if it were up to any individual on what you believe, and that has to be accepted as fact, that's crazy.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.